Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good morning. It's May 20th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And as always, I am joined with my beautiful wife, Nikki.
Hi.
And this morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 9, verse 40. And it reads, "So I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Now, if you remember, the disciples had already been given authority directly from Jesus to cure diseases and cast out demons. Luke 9, verse 1 tells us, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases." So what happened? And you know, the same account we read in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark as well. And I like Mark's gospel. That's where we get that great line from the father of the boy that we've used a lot of times on our podcast where he says, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief."
Yeah, we've used that a lot. And in Matthew 17, verses 19 through 21, Jesus does explain to the disciples why they could not cast that demon out. He tells them that it's because of their unbelief. Then he says, however, that kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting.
Yeah, so what happened to the disciples? They lacked faith. You know, it's faith, and we just talked yesterday that it was incredible to see what the apostles saw, or read what the apostles saw. You know, Jesus radiating heavenly glory, talking to Moses and Elijah, and yet they still had unbelief. Jesus knew they had unbelief, and we see that unbelief evident here, and then again more evident at the cross when none but John were around. So what changed? What took them from seeing and experiencing what they did and still having some reservations to later in the book of Acts, we see them in fact healing and walking in unshakable faith? You know, to me, I think it's simple. They saw something even more incredible and convincing than even Moses and Elijah. They saw their teacher that had been tortured, crucified, and dead raised back to life. They saw the resurrected Lord and changed them. So do we believe that? Or are we the faithless and perverse generation?
Yeah, so Jesus had given them power to cast out all demons and to heal the sick. So the reason they could not do something is because of their lack of faith. In this verse in Matthew, Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." And another verse that fits well with this one is in Matthew 12, 38, 40. "Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, 'Teacher, we want to see a sign from you.' But he answered and said to them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.'" And this is an important question to answer. Do you have faith that Jesus is Savior and Lord? That he has the power to not just save your soul, but to sanctify you and make you holy as God commands us to be holy? And this is the faith that many lack. They believe Jesus as Savior, but they reject his power to sanctify and cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Jesus came not just to save our souls from hell, but to set us free from sin now. So it's hard to believe you can have faith that Jesus has the power to save you from hell, but not set you free from sin. So if this is you, you believe you have faith, but your lifestyle and choices might say otherwise, but that's okay. It's good we recognize that in ourselves. Jesus gave the apostles correction on this often too, so I'm sure we need it just as much, if not more. And Jesus has the power to not only save you and sanctify you, he can remove your unbelief. So pray like that father had prayed in Mark 9:24 and say, I believe, help my unbelief.
Absolutely. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 20, verse 6. And it reads, Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand.
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 20, verse 7. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.